Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Narrative out there right now, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's driven me crazy for the last 10 days. The narrative of, you know who the Chiefs don't want to face, Cody? They don't want to take on
Joe Burrow. Been saying for 2 months.
And it's driven me crazy for 2 months.
Drew, you've been on this for 2 months.
It is annoying. I think it's also just inaccurate. And it's not just Drew. This is a national narrative out there now.
I don't even have to say anything anymore.
Yeah, people are doing it for you, man. Like, it's. I just think it's wrong. Like, I do a show on Saturdays here through Odyssey, our betting network that we have, BetQL, and I host a show with someone who's in D.C. He's an impartial individual in this conversation in terms of Kansas City versus Cincy. And he was saying, oh, I know you guys, he could say, you guys in Kansas City, I know you guys don't want to see Cincy. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And him and I had a whole back and forth argument about it. I just, so much of that is based on something still from the prior two seasons, whether it was AFC title game or the stretch before. People forget the Chiefs have won three straight against Cincy. And I understand Joe Burrow didn't play in all three, but they've won three straight against Cincinnati.
2022.
Yeah, Cincinnati is not a threat when the Chiefs have won 21 of their last 22. Take Cincy out of it. No team. This idea that you're trying to avoid you're fearful of a team that doesn't exist right now for this football team. Are we still doing that? This team that's won 21 of 22 games, that's gotten back to back, that had to go on the road last year for the playoffs. That's the team that they're fearful of anybody. So the Cincinnati narrative is hilarious to me. Everybody so badly wants them in, and I get it from an entertainment perspective. But this notion of like Kansas City, you know who doesn't want to play them? Buffalo. That might be who doesn't want to play them, because Cincy would be the seventh seed who would then go and play them versus Denver. That's who maybe I'll buy in the argument of like, hey, they don't want to see Cincy. Maybe Buffalo. But Cincinnati is a 9-win football team if they win Saturday. They're a defense that has led them to be 9-8 if they win on Saturday. That's the big, like, the one part of this whole equation everybody's just automatically assuming Cincy's going to win Saturday night against Pittsburgh. I'm not so sure.
I'm not so sure either. And again, the biggest part of this piece is Buffalo's clearly the second best team in the AFC this year. And if Cincinnati were to make the playoffs and then win, that would mean I would not have to face Buffalo. That's
be great.
A win. That's the ultimate win. I don't have to take on Buffalo. People are also just delusional, because while Cincinnati is on a 4-game winning streak, giving them the opportunity to even be in the playoffs, the 4-game winning streak is against Dallas and Cooper Rush. The Tennessee Titans. Who's starting for them right now?
Rudolph.
Mason. Well, he wasn't starting that game. Who was starting for them?
It was Levis in that one.
Will Levis.
They forced six turnovers.
The Cleveland Browns, who were at the time, I think, starting DTR. And the Denver Broncos starting a rookie, Bo Nix. Wow, you really did it.
They beat one playoff team this year. This whole year, Cody. God. One playoff team this entire year.
Just that one win against Denver?
That's it.
Because the three games before that, they lost three straight times to Baltimore, Los Angeles, and Pittsburgh. So they couldn't beat a playoff team. They lost to Philly 2 weeks before that. They got on a winning streak when they started facing bad NFL football. They're not a good team. This isn't to say that they can never be a threat, or that Joe Burrow's a good enough quarterback.
Well, he's been playing great this year.
I don't want to face good quarterbacks, generally speaking. But they are not a good team. They are a mediocre. They would be a bad team if Joe Burrow hadn't played as well as he did.
They win three games.
Yeah. Maybe. They're 100%. Which means they're not a good team. Yeah.
I'm with you. And even though that's true, and I'm 100% with you that they would be a 3-4 win football team without Joe Burrow. He's been sensational. Still, though, there's this, and this is fine, I guess, It's because Chase and Higgins and Burrow, like, they're just a fun offense to watch. And I would agree with that. There's been just weird, like, national push, though, for, like, Burrow to win MVP and all that. Like, what are we doing? We're just trying to change the rules. So I know QB wins and loss is not all on the QB, right? Like, there's factors like a bad defense.
Sure.
But since when were we trying to actually make cases for 8-win football teams? That's what they are right now. 8-win football teams, that their quarterback should be most valuable. That's just crazy. Like, he's valuable. They would be a 3-win team. But, like, you can't not make the playoffs and actually, with a serious face, try to make an MVP case. I'm sorry. That's like, it's one of the it's crazy. Weird. Honestly, it's kind of mind boggling. What is going on? Is there, like, are there NFL media people that for some, like, have a ton of money on Joe Burrow to have won MVP? And they're,
I think it's because it's an actual open race. Burrow's
name but it's not. It's Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen for MVP. That's it.
I think also part of it is you have players openly saying in interviews, Joe Burrow should be the MVP. Like, you have multiple people saying, hey, if they make the playoffs, he deserves to be in, where I think a lot of the national narratives, if players are thinking it, then we should be thinking. And if you look at how he plays and if you look statistically at how bad the offensive line has been and the defense have been compared to that of the Ravens and the Bills in particular, because it's a Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson race, that's why they're making that case.
They have put up the same numbers as Joe Burrow, but they're going to win the division and they're in the playoffs. Like, I mean,
correct. But if you look at the comparison, is the offensive line is ranked badly. Both defense, the Bengals defense ranks 27th to 30th in every category. So he single-handedly more so has to win the games. That's where the national narrative is coming from in regards to why he's even in the race.
Sure. But offensively, I would say offensively, they all have something that their team does better. The Bills have the best offensive line. The Ravens have the best Bengals have the best weapons.
Yeah.
And the Ravens have the best running game. So, like, they all have an advantage offensively or disadvantages offensively, where, you know, Josh Allen is throwing to Keon Coleman a huge chunk of the year,
100%.
Having to do it without his number one guy. Like, I just, the idea that the Chiefs would be fearful of anyone is kind of comical at this point. Now that they have won 15 games this year, despite all of their trouble.
21-22.
Some team, like, and I get it, they play Cincinnati week 4 of the season and beat them by 1 because of a pass interference call. Or
both teams are way different now than they were in week 4. I mean, if we're going to use the argument so are the Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs are playing their best football of the season. So it's just been annoying national narrative.
Yeah, it was week 2.
It's part of the reason why I hope they don't get in as well, because the week or so of that is going to be nauseating. Although Buffalo fans can deal with that for a full week if that's the case.
Yeah, if I were the Bills, I would not want to play the Bengals.
You said you talk about Cincinnati when they were like at or about 500.
I said I was done talking about them they get back to 500, and here they are. So we're talking about them.
They're back.
And they have according to, if you just do the odds of, like, parlay the scenarios that have to happen. Cincy win, Chiefs loss. Cincy win, Chiefs win. I'm sorry. Cincy win, Chiefs win, and Dolphin loss. It's a 5% chance of happening.
Carson Wentz. There is no.
If you do the parlay of it, 5% chance.
There is no. So I promise you.
Yeah.
I promise you. There is no bigger Carson Wentz fan in the city than me.
Carson Wentz.
You should be an Aaron Rodgers fan. You should also. You know what I mean? Like, it's.
I need them to go back in the.
If it was just the Chiefs winning, then you probably have like a 30% chance to get in. But it's not. You need the Steelers.
Yeah.
This is where I'm like, I want the drama Sunday, I guess, but like.
Yeah, it's more fun.
The Steelers are not playing great. We all acknowledge that, but
no. It's a division game.
We're just acting like the Steelers are just going to lay down against the
I wish they would.
Cincy. I don't think that's going to happen.